All right, 77 episodes so far. A lot of Marlins losses lately. 9 out of 10. Whew. Injuries, errors, bats not working. Seems like
we're in the dog days. It's funny. I was thinking
like
about
the Cleveland Indians of the 1980s to me, generally. And I can hear Euchre in the background.
It's what, you know what I was reminded of? It's like, who was the football coach that said, like, he was like, what does he say? Like, we can't throw, we can't catch, we can't tackle,
right?
We can't kick, but everything else is okay.
Everything else is good.
That's not the case, but it's funny to break down some of the things because it's interesting. Right. We're not doing everything terrible. It's not like that.
No. And look, since Starling Marte came back, he's been pretty much on fire. And Aguilar as well. Like, this guy's a road warrior. But the rest of the team is struggling with errors, with pitch injuries to pitchers that we can't stand to lose because we just brought them up from. Yeah. So what do you do now? And I think the next, couple, seven games, we got three and three Rockies tonight. Pablo's going. I think we should likely get a win out of Pablo tonight, but
we're back home.
Yeah, we're back home, and Colorado sucks on the road. They're all dominant at Coors Field, but suck on the road, and we're kind of suck on both ways. But I think we're actually better. I think we're 12 and 13.
Yeah, I'll say 14 we're a little better at home.
A little bit better at home, but I mean, we got to get healthy. And we got to make the right decisions on which guys we're going to bring up and which guys we're going to throw out there to the wolves. The last person in the world I thought I would see is Zach Thompson, yesterday in Fenway.
Yeah.
No. And it was then after that, it was Penn Day. And then, I mean, you're talking about a significantly better ball club than the Marlins. Way deeper. They've got a better bullpen. They've got a better starting rotation. They've got some guys that are likely to be all-stars. So, I mean, you're playing guys at a different level. I mean, it's those guys in Tampa Bay that are running away with the East in the American League. So, I don't know. What do you think?
So, we got, it's one of those things where sometimes, like, I think the analogy would be like, we got to find our footing. We got to find out some base to build off of.
Yeah.
I think it has been a lot gone wrong outside of our control. Excuse me. Injuries to pitchers. I mean, it's just, one thing I would say, it is interesting. It's going to be interesting how we finish up with bringing up some of the young talent.
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a point where it's like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
And I think there's some guys down there that we could bring up, and you don't want to rush anybody, but I'm not, it's.
Well, we're bringing back the Rhinestone Cowboy. Daniel Castano, who likes to wear flamboyant cowboy clothes after losing a game, and his big mustache.
And it's good. It's good that he's coming back.
Yeah.
It's going to be, again, he didn't have a lot of success when he was up here. He struggled. He hasn't had a lot of time to go down and perfect his craft, so we'll see.
Right. But I was hoping more for Braxton Garrett than.
Yep, exactly.
And I think, listen, he's not far. He's the second. Once we get to the second half of the season, I think we're going to see some other guys going from Pensacola to Jacksonville and guys coming from Jacksonville. I guarantee we're going to see Jesus Sanchez. We're going to see Braxton Garrett, and we're likely to see Peyton Burdick, J.J. Bleday, and potentially even Max Meyer.
It's interesting. I was thinking about it the other day, how hard we were amazed at how the prognosticators had picked us to be the Marlins to be bottom.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty dead on point.
They're pretty on point. And it's like, why did that happen? Right. Like, it did happen because of injuries and, overall it's not like we've, we're playing full strength and this is happening to us. It's a little frustrating to me because we're doing the same thing as last year.
Yeah.
We're not holding games.
Yeah.
And
that's some really disappointing games in the Pirates series that we should have closed.
Let's just start with that. We should have beat the
Pirates suck.
They're not a good baseball team.
No.
So to lose to them, like, just start with that. So that even if it's close, but yeah, those are some painful losses on it. So there's not a lot. I think it's good for them to be home. It has been, just a grueling first half of the season. Yeah, it's not going to get any easier.
And it's been a grind. I mean, they had to do that makeup game yesterday, so they got no rest.
Yep.
So no extra day of rest. We're going 17 straight, and we're still got another seven or
did seven you or watch the fight Sunday night between
I did not. Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. And the YouTuber.
And
apparently Mike Tyson was impressed with the YouTuber's
I gotta tell you, it's either Jake Paul has broken boxing, like this idiot can just walk in there and fight Floyd Mayweather,
right?
Which I always, when I think of boxers, I always think, I remember a story of who's the Kane? He's on the staff now, and he played for the Orioles. He was not a linebacker. He was a safety.
Not sure.
One of the toughest guys, it was one of the toughest Canes. And they were asking him, like, well, you know, are you the toughest Cane? And he told a story of being at a club on South Beach, you know, while with all the players. And, you know, one of his boys says, like, hey, we're fighting in the alley. And he runs out in the alley, and there's this impeccably dressed black man. And there's three of his teammates just knocked out cold. And the guy says with a heavy British accent, like, you want some,
right?
You know, F word. And he says, he looks at the guy, and of course he recognizes immediately it's Lennox Lewis.
Right.
And it's like, no, I was just checking on my friends. Like, I just want,
yeah, I heard, drag them back out of the alley.
I heard there was a fight out here, and
I saw a cat actually urinate on them. Or that was a bum.
But that's what I always thought. I always thought like someone like Floyd Mayweather would just take apart like an untrained person. Just knock you out. Like,
right,
I
mean, right.
And listen, Floyd Mayweather's tiny. Like when you saw him fight, Jake Paul weighs like 175, and you saw how little he is, but still, I thought he'd knock him out. So it was interesting to see that part of it. But the point of the story was, so anyways, I got to tell you something. It's like almost boxing has become more freakish, and it almost makes it more interesting. Like I actually found the fight really interesting because Jake Paul did a lot better than I thought he could. But the point of the story is it kind of reminded me of the Marlins, like day off, go back to Boston. It's like fighting Floyd Mayweather. Like you know, the chances you're going to get your ass beat are really high.
Right,
and we got beat.
Right. Even off coming off that huge victory against the Pirates.
I turned it on late. I was about to turn it on. And, you know, it comes up on my Twitter feed or whatever. You know, I think it was 5-2, like in the second inning or something. Ridiculous.
Well, the problem is, man, you got a lot of guys left on base. You can't. I watched it time and time again where you got guy on second and third or bases loaded and can't bring him in.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, man. And it's certain guys that are doing it more than others.
I'm going to bring in another sports thing. You didn't watch Mexico US on?
I did not. However, I believe my friend Cindy over there did.
Cindy, did you watch it?
I did.
Were you cheering for Mexico?
No, I was not.
USA.
What do you think of the game?
But that's because, like, I'm kind of a little mad that Mexico beat Honduras and San Honduras. So
you're a catracha.
Yes, look at you. So yeah, I was kind of very happy with it.
We need to get a microphone for this girl.
Yeah, we got to get it in. So I got to tell you something. So it was interesting. I watched the game, and the heart and soul of the American team, like there was a goal within 59 seconds, right? Mexico steals the ball, scores, and it's like any other team at that point would fold. Then Mexico, if you remember, they scored again, and it was like the closest offside. They pulled the goal back, and I was like, you know, so that's what you're faced with. Like on a technicality, you got this beautiful goal erased, so you're back to 1-0. And the Americans, I got to hand it to them, they just fought back.
Right.
And it made me think about sports and having that mentality of how the Marlins. Like, where is that fire? Where's that going to come from to be like, we're not losing? Because it made me think of Pittsburgh. Like, Mexico is like fighting Floyd Mayweather, right? Like, you got to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. But I was thinking about, like, the Pirates. Like, was there someone in that locker room was just like, guys, like, listen, man, I don't work this hard to lose to these crappy Pirates. We got to step up.
I'm sure that conversation happened. Apparently it didn't take hold.
It didn't work.
But let's talk about, I mean, forget about USA soccer, because now I'm talking about USA. Talking about USA baseball.
And by the way, let's finish up. To Tokyo. They beat Mexico, beat 3-2. I mean, sorry, US beat Mexico 3-2. And then the rain of bottles was insane, as the Mexican fans were so mad.
That the US beat them. Yeah.
All over their
but I did at least eat Coyo Taco today, so.
It's Taco Tuesday. So yeah, we're talking Mexican soccer.
You got to do it. You got to do it. But USA Baseball advances, wins that whole side of the bracket, and is going to Tokyo. And those guys like Venezuela and Cuba, they got to figure out another way.
Another dogfight.
In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Good old Mexico. So we'll see what happens. But Eddie Alvarez was a big contributor to that, and he's a Marlins playing at Jacksonville. So
I love
Marlins have a stamp on when we get to Tokyo and hopefully bring back a gold medal.
That's awesome.
Looking forward to it. So any games this week? Are you going to any
Not
games?
That I know of. Yeah.
I'm going Sunday for Father's Day, and it's actually the Hawaiian shirt giveaway day.
Oh, you'll be, oh my God.
I'll be in all my glory.
I'd love to see you in a Billy the Marlin Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same shirt he wears, basically. And I think it's probably got some Leon branding because they're the sponsor of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So that I'm going to definitely go into that game. I do want to let everybody know that starting tomorrow, single game tickets for the rest of the season go on sale. Marlin members get the priority of those seats, but they're going to be on sale starting tomorrow. And I believe pretty soon they're going to be releasing the second half of the Salute and Serve and the different senior days and promotions that they're doing from here on out. So
awesome.
I mean, I'm still fired up for the Marlins. Also, anybody looking for a job, a job, that was interested in maybe working for the Marlins, they're doing a job fair on next Monday.
Good announcement.
From, I want to say, 11 to 3 at the ballpark, business casual. These are the available positions. They're talking about security, guest services, ticket operations, Marlins Foundation. So there are some opportunities if you're interested in being part of the Marlins organization, the Marlins family, the Fish family. So there are some things going on. It should be pretty good. And I have a feeling that the Marlins are the type of team, or just like the Heat, that they promote from within. Yep. It'll be some guy that starts off in group sales or in ticket, doing the ticket operations or event kind of things that ends up going to the next level and showing
like
up.
Like Spoelstra is the video producer.
Just like the guy in Moneyball.
That's right.
On the hill. Yeah.
I love it. You know, on that note, can I have Cindy come in for a second?
Let her take my spot.
Or she can just stand here, which... Come on in, Cindy. Has Cindy been on the show? Let her sit down for a second. You've never been on the show?
No. So, how are you?
Please introduce yourself. Go ahead and have a seat. Introduce yourself.
My name is Cindy Duenas. I know I'm here. I'm currently a content creator / helping producing. Love working alongside Tommy.
You don't have to say that, but that's nice of you to do.
I had to.
I got a couple questions for you as far as, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but you're younger.
Yes.
And as far as sports go, what sports do you watch?
I watch soccer. I love soccer because I told you.
Soccer. Men's and women's.
Yes. But I mostly watch men's because I told you I follow Honduras and I follow the United States team. Love that. I also sometimes watch, I'm trying to watch basketball, but Miami Heat. They're not going off. They lost, so that's done.
So you were watching the Heat, though?
Yeah, I was watching it, and they're done. I was actually talking to Tommy that I've been wanting to get into baseball because I actually love baseball culture. I actually been to the Rocky Stadium in Colorado.
Really?
Yes, love
wow.
it.
Good.
Love it.
It's so beautiful.
I've had a great beer. Oversaw awesome. Where like the little waterfall is.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's killer.
Yeah.
That's
but,
cool.
Yeah, no, and I've been to the Marlins Stadium, but I was telling you, I really wanted to get into the Marlins, but like they kind of have been disappointing me.
Yeah, it's very tough. It's interesting. So that's what I was going to ask, because I don't know if you know that the saying goes, baseball is the game of America's past. Mm-hmm. Football is the game of America's future. Football is the game of America's present. Yes. American football. Basketball is the game of the future. Mm-hmm. And then they always say is soccer. Is the game of soccer is the game of America's future and always will be. And it's funny because hearing you chime up about the soccer, I was watching that. It was a weird game. It was 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. I'm kind of like, I got two TVs going. I'm watching that and the fight. And I really enjoyed that soccer game. Like, it was one of the coolest events I've seen in a while. Like, it was intense.
I loved it. I mean, if you saw, it was just this back and forth. And like you saw the rivalry going against the United States and Mexican and like the people, like you just see.
Every time there was a crowd shot, it was like the Lucha Libre guys in a full mask.
Amazing. And you saw like people were like with their little batons and everything and just going at it. Yeah. And every time there was a goal, it was like one side of everyone's face would go down while the other ones were like, yes, yes, yes. So yeah.
It was like an emotional roller coaster.
Exactly.
That's cool. It's interesting because we Tommy hates when we talk about other sports. So that's why I'm glad we kicked him out.
I'm sorry. I got another
show to That's awesome. We're going to finish up. We'll be talking more soccer and I hope that we can get you. I hope the Marlins can be interesting. I did have a friend who's in college and he's working at Marlins Stadium as an usher and he loves baseball now because he's there watching it. And he's, you know, it's interesting. It is a game. I think when people go, they actually enjoy. Like, you go to the, you know, you go to Coors Field. It's like, this is pretty cool.
No, when you go to the fields, it's a different feeling. It's amazing. But I was telling Tommy, it's like a couple of times that I did go to the Marlins Stadium and it was like bottom of the seventh inning. And then we were moving to the eighth, but I realized we're not going anywhere. It was like, do I get another beer or do I just leave? Because
it's not happening.
That's the discouraging part. But I don't know if that was just because of the Marlins Stadium when it went revamped, because when I went to the Coors Life Stadium or the Rocky Stadium, it's a different feeling. It's just like,
it's like an event. Exactly. Like a concert or something like, yeah, exactly. Well, awesome. Tommy wants to kick you out.
I will, but I haven't said it. I did like the podcast so far. So I am excited to keep hearing about it, but I will. Thank you so much, everyone. I'll take my leave before I get fired. So.
Tommy, I know you hated every minute of that.
No, I mean, I love Mexican food. Who doesn't? All right. Tonight, freaking Pablo, get your act together. And the rest of these guys, I mean, give them some run support. We need to, you know, start this homestand off with a nice victory and support. This is your number two guy. When Sandy came out, they finally, you know, gave him a little bit of help. I mean, three runs, that's it, but better than nothing. So, I think, you know, sleeping in their own bed last night and being home and back at Loan Depot is going to be a breath of fresh air for those guys. And hopefully, you know, we get some of these guys healed up. At the same time, I'm still eager to see some of these other guys that are in AAA come up and see what they're worth. So tonight, Pablo on the bump, 7:10 start, Bally Sports, South Florida will be this. I think it's channel 654 on the DirecTV. So like, follow, subscribe, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I don't know what else. Or just go to our website, mainlinemarlins.com, and find the podcast platform where you like to listen and watch. We have all our videos there. All right, Winker. 77. Awesome.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow, Weenie Wednesday.
Weenie Wednesday, our better.
Hopefully it's not popular that I'm calling the weenie.
Grill. Fire up that grill.
Yeah, yep. We got a bunch of special orders after last week, too. Yeah, no plain. She's going to, Denise is actually going to have hers with ketchup and relish.
Ugh.
And mustard. Ketchup, mustard, and relish. Yeah. If she was in Chicago, they'd kick her out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ketchup, never.
All right. Our better is going to be like the soup Nazi. No hot dogs.
No plain hot dogs.
No hot dogs for D-Nice.
No.
No more.
Definitely not. All right. Episode 77 is in the books. Flip the M. Go fish.
Thanks, D-Nice.